By 1938, jazz was in the midst of the swing era. An early jazz composer and pianist Jelly Roll Morton had fallen into obscurity. He was living in Washington, D.C. and playing almost literally for peanuts when musicologist Alan Lomax brought him to a Library of Congress auditorium for tape sessions in which Morton played piano and reminisced about his life in music. Some of those recordings are now on CD. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Morton's Library of Congress recordings were jazz's first great audio documentary and oral history, but what's important is that they're fun to listen to. One reason is Morton's underrated piano playing. Folklorist Alan Lomax had sat Morton down at the piano and asked him about his early days in New Orleans. Jelly Roll talked and played and sang in response. Morton liked to claim he was the inventor of jazz, and he did have something to do with it. So he demonstrated how, in the old days, he'd take some sentimental tune and transform it.
What's mine, yeah.
This was my transformation, one of the first transformed in the business. Of course, I used to transform them all the same way. They call them jazz feverish and savage. Yes, that peculiar sort of a gal. Part that was.
Morton had a big ego, but he did pay attention to rival musicians. On the 1938 sessions, he replicates the styles of other, mostly dead, piano players, few of whom come off as well as Jelly Roll Morton. One clue to his accuracy as a historian is this unkind but funny caricature of Fats Waller, an excellent piano player who could get a little frilly. Whether he was talking or singing, Jelly Roll Morton had the voice of a seducer. He hadn't sung on record before, but he had worked as a singer years ago. I don't know where this style comes from, but any Dean Martin fan will recognize it.
And I could sing pretty good at those days. Of course, I never was a great singer, but I do much better than I can now. So I do. All that I ask is love. All that I want is you, and I dare my all the stores. I'll be forever true.
The new abridgment of Jelly Roll Morton's Library of Congress recordings is on four CDs from Rounder Records. The music is all there, but not the straight monologues, which were the basis of Alan Lomax's book, Mr. Jelly Lord. It's also back in print, by the way. Most of the music in this segment comes from Volume 2, called Animule Dance. Educators, please note these historical materials contain adult language, which means some lyrics sound like they were written by high schoolers. So screen them for classroom use, but do play these recordings for your students.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead writes for Pulse, CD Review, Coda, and The Village Voice. He reviewed the Library of Congress recordings of Jelly Roll Morton on the Rounder label.